Hi, so just going over the energy update and where we are at the moment, because we've had so many things happen over this last couple of weeks, and I'm sure you've all been navigating and feeling it all in different ways. So what we had was the geomagnetic storm that came, and that was the 20th, 21st, and 22nd. And with that brought so many complex issues for people with technology, more so than normal. Anybody that was working within telecommunications, anything modern, in terms of technology would have been affected. I know for myself, it's taken days and days to upload some of my videos and things. And despite having endless tests and things on all the networks and the systems, everything of course shows up as being absolutely fine, because they're not looking for anything with geomagnetic stress. So we had all that going on and leading up to it, and even afterwards, even now, still feeling some of those effects. And I think you'll all kind of resonate with that in some way. It brings what a geomagnetic storm is. It's a temporary disturbance to the magnetics of the earth. So anyone that's done a lot of the high dimension awakening and healing program with me, we cover a lot about the magnetic field, how that affects us, and of course how the intuits know that that's been affected, and the tilts of the magnetic field, and that is to do with the awakening and what aligns us. There's also an increase in solar pressure, and that affects everything as well. It happened this time. We had a meteor shower, and where the comet collided, and then that has obviously an effect with our planet, which is Earth. So, see how you felt about that. Whether you were affected energetically, whether you felt it with the magnetics affecting technology, whether it's just communication in general that was disturbed for you. Normally, it would be over telecommunication. So, whether your communication was disturbed in actually sending an email through phone or whatever it is, that's still your communication that can all be upset. So, just know that as well. That caused a lot of people as well around health, because it does disrupt our health. If you imagine the earth and the magnetics and the systems within our body that are very much grounded, so the main one being our blood flow, that's very earthly, very grounded, that resonates with the planet exceptionally well. So anything to do with like blood pressures and adrenaline and things like that, and anything medically around the heart, then they can be affected at that time. So you may have known people that were feeling a little bit out of sorts or aware of changes in their health as well around that time. And now we're only just starting to be okay with that and find our balance. So it does help. So just understanding where we were at, and then we went of course straight into equinox. And when we went into equinox, we were already feeling a strange energy from the geomagnetic storm. So, what is equinox? So, it's a powerful energy, and it's where the energies are coming together. So, it brings us a lot more balance, and it brings everything together as one. So, I always imagine something like, if you imagine whenever I've talked about the energy of five or the star, it's about bringing like the heaven and the earth, the spirit and matter. I looked at this one as well as the 3D, the fifth dimension. Now, when I say fifth dimension, I'm always talking beyond as well. So the three dimension of the third dimension of our reality and the fifth dimension and beyond, it was bringing a lot of balances for that. And we would have felt that quite a lot at this equinox, which was actually on the 23rd of September. So looking at that and how we prepare for the next part of the rebirth and awaking from sleep, and you know, when we go into spring equinox, that's what we're doing. We have a rebirth, we have an awakening from sleep. And then when we go into the autumn, which we're experiencing now, we're starting to go within and we're starting to prepare for the hibernation. And without doing that spiritually, you know, we always have said that, or people will refer to that, oh, I'm just getting ready for hibernation. You know, we know the animals go into hibernation. And that is literally, if you look at that on another level, going within, you know, looking more within ourselves. It's a really powerful portal gateway of ascension for us, for all to be aware of the higher levels of consciousness. It's a massive portal for us for unity. And you have heard me talk many times where I don't distinguish between the feminine and the masculine. I just look at us as one. We're going way beyond that. But to give another angle of it, the feminine and the masculine merging at this point helps with that sense of unity, so that there isn't that differentiation. It's the feminine and the masculine as one. It's a time as well where we will have felt it quite strongly. And so we're obviously still in this energy now, releasing any of the residue of polarity. So a lot of people still talk about polarity in terms of what's happening, you know, light and dark exists, etc. But for a new vibration, fifth dimension and beyond, you know, polarity isn't really something that's there. It's very much an old vibration. But you will understand how that's making people feel. And everything that we're still doing to do with old vibration, we will still see polarity. And that's a good sign of when you don't notice polarity, seeing that you've moved into the new vibration with it. And this time has brought us to, you know, really kind of recognize that and realize that we are, you know, that's to do with the magnetics again. And so that makes it even more powerful that once that's flipped and shifted, you know, so has the polarity, you know, into, you know, not existing. It's a tool almost to allow us to wake up. So when we look after that, we've then gone straight into our beautiful full moon. I don't know however many took the pictures of it. And that was the 24th for us, but the 24th and 25th, to be honest, all throughout the world, it was seen on both days. So this was bringing us a lot of fire energy. Now, we're still feeling a little bit of this. It depends where you're at. Now, I know when I was in my earlier days of becoming consciously aware, you know, I would feel things on the full moon. And since I maybe have done a lot more work on myself for, you know, for however many years, I feel this energy coming up before the full moon, and I feel like I've cleared a lot. But this can cause disturbances from people all over the period of time of any of the moons, you know, leading up to, during, and afterwards, feeling the residue. And there's a lot of planetary activity, as there always is, because that never changes. You know, we're always continually shifting and evolving. This particular period of time will have brought up any wounding of healing that we still had to explore. And I say still had to explore, you know, all these things are continuous growth, continuous development, but that will have risen, particularly anything deep within childhood that needed to be sorted out or looked at, and some healing. And that can come from yourself or your siblings or your parents or your grandparents or whatever may have come up that you just recognized, or something was brought up to be healed. And some quite profound shifts can have happened there. You know, really positive. When we look at wounding and healing, we always tend to, you know, even with the level of awareness that you all have, we even tend to look on the negative. But all of this healing is incredibly powerful and positive, and it brings a massive opportunity to feel better, you know, to resolve something, to complete something, to move forward. So these are always going to be positive things. It's just our conscious awareness of that. Now, we had quite a lot of, and we've got quite a lot of Saturn influence. So we've got a lot of overcoming fears. So the general theme of that is, you'll see a lot of it could have meant that we were feeling or are feeling a lot of restriction around relationships. But What I was aware of for a lot of very awakened souls, it was deeply felt actually within our relationship with ourselves. This moon, it was, and really leading up to it and to now, we're still in the residue of that. It will have brought up deep issues for us as to why we're blocking ourselves. I think we will have seen, or, I know I did, I saw an element of this. What we feel is blocking us is ultimately ourselves, and that would have been highlighted an awful lot. I went within and did a lot of deep work on this because I actually heard myself say at one point, why am I blocking myself? And then to reflect back to the Saturn energy, we're all doing that at the moment. We're being asked to step up. We've had the energy over, all of the summer, June, July and August, like we've never had before. We've gone into this September of all this massive energy we're talking about now. And it's, everything is supporting us to do what we need to do. But right now, those blocks and fears and things that were coming up, a lot of it is from within and from self. So whilst there will be people aware of this with their relationships with others, what we will have found for a lot of us will be the relationship with ourselves. That's still deep work to be done. So that should be a mass clearing for all of us, because if you're aware of that, that means that something's happened, something's shifted, that there's a change. The good thing about that energy that we're experiencing right now is that we get with that a lot of opportunities for solutions, and that's brilliant. So the solutions mean that the energy at the moment, if we would just look and stop for a moment, is courage and opportunities to overcome everything we're feeling. So if it's the blocks within that we're consciously aware of, then we can look at the opportunities and what courage we've got within us to overcome it. And ultimately, that's what we're here to do on this journey, make the changes ourselves and do it within. So that is something that we can look at as really positive with this energy for us to do. Any obstacles or fears that have been brought up within us for all of this, whatever it is, and it can be being alone, being with somebody, it can come about intimacy, any changes, any inhibitions, even the fear of success. How about that one? That's a big one that we often push to the back. What about if you're successful? What about the fear of success? That's come up time and time again with people, because, that ultimately is another reflection of confidence. So just looking at whatever these obstacles and fears that have risen within you, know that the energy has also given us the courage and opportunity to overcome them, which is huge for us to move forward when we already know that we're stepping up to do what we need to do now. So a lot of personal inner conflicts probably come from all of this. And a lot, again, worse for me, because I'm a Capricorn, any of you that are Capricorns, which we're known as the mountain goat and keep going and keep working. This would have been a lot of inner conflict about the balance of work life and the balance of personal life. But the ultimate thing about this is the intuition in us at the moment is so incredibly strong that we've been able to view a lot of what's going on. And that's always good. I mean, we've all done a lot of work on ourselves, so we all know how we are viewing much of the situations. We know how to do that. We've been doing that for some time. But to know that our intuition is strong and we're able to literally view all of these things that are arising, it gives us another level of development to work within ourselves at a deeper, more profound level. And that's really quite something for us to actually do that. And it's not just using our intuition just to be guided. It's using our intuition in how we're viewing situations, taking the courage and opportunities that we're being offered with the vibration at the moment, particularly around this time, and then being able to do something about it. And the good thing is we're choosing to do something about it. We're feeling into it. We don't want to feel this way anymore. And we're allowing ourselves to reach deeper, to kind of enlighten ourselves within, really, to embrace ourselves, expansion I'm getting, the feelings of light, you know, not to be so hard on ourselves, you know, this perfectionism that's within us all, to not do something wrong, to try to make a difference in this world, but not, you know, not up to upset anybody else. But the main thing is ourselves. We're so hard on ourselves. And I think this has been very apparent around this last couple of weeks for a lot of people. And right now, a lot of people are entering into this and working on this. Mercury has certainly brought us another kind of vibration. It's brought us a bit of a scrambled head, to be honest. It's brought us a scrambled head, where we've been analysing and being quite emotional about things and often irrational about things. So everyday tasks can have seemed hard work. I think you may have found yourself doing some bizarre things and feeling a bit forgetful or whatever, but it's literally because we've been quite analytical and emotional, and that does make us also irrational. The key thing here is recognising it if you're still feeling this right now, and reflection, looking back on how you've maybe been. And the key here is not to blame others. And that's because a lot of this is deeply, deeply internal. You know, all of this is internal work. And we're doing that ourselves, and we're working on it. And we're all doing the best that we can to for ourselves, which is we're all then doing the best that we can collectively. And obviously, each of those things that we do ourselves allows us to work deeper for the collective consciousness. So it's just being really, really mindful of that. So I just wanted to say, as an overview as well, the equinoxes and solstices. So, you know, it's just to make sure we just have another layer of consciousness, really. So, like, you know, have we thought about the seasons we experience? You know, we get them because they're delivered by the equinoxes and by the solstices. And, you know, looking at what we actually receive by the universe. So we receive each solar year, and means that we have two equinoxes and two solstices. And, you know, we all know that. We don't always know when they are, although most people have become aware of it. So, you know, the solstices we get in June and December. And I wanted to mention this now because I want you to be aware of it, because it feels really quite special coming up to the winter solstice, which will be for us this year. It's the 21st of December, the 22nd of December. And it's going to be exactly for the UK. I know some of you that listening to this are from other countries as well, but just looking at different hemispheres, so you can just look that up. But it's at 22/22/22, and to me that feels really special, especially because we're in a year 11, which is 2008. It's known as a master year. And then we're going into the solstice to end towards the end of the year at 2/2/2/2. And that feels really quite special. You'll be aware of it and you'll feel it. I've been aware of this solstice for quite some time, feeling that it will be quite special. And coming up to the, you know, the completion of this master year and everything we've been doing to, you know, strengthen what we're doing and, you know, answer our calling, really. That's what it's been about this year, answering our calling, stepping up, doing a lot of preparation for it, you know, going within. It doesn't mean that we've all actually put everything into action yet. So don't worry about that. You know, that is going to come, and certainly going next year into the creative side. So, you know, don't be too hard on yourself about that. A lot of creation within to what we're doing and stepping up and adjusting to that. So the summer solstice is the longest day and the winter solstice is the shortest day. And, you know, just to clarify, obviously we have that at the opposite end. So the southern hemisphere and us, the northern hemisphere, you know, we experience them at the opposite times. Bringing this in line with the tilt in the earth, because it's the axis of the earth that causes this. So we're talking magnetic all the way through this theme as well. So the seasons are created by the tilt in the earth. And it's just different stages throughout the calendar year. And it looks like the sun's rising and falling in different areas of the sky. We know that. And it creates what we call the season. The earth is moving relative to the sun, not to the sun moving. But it can appear the other way. So again, when we're moving into different solstices, we can just feel natural changes and we get a period of reflection and inner time again, go into the winter. And then we get a new cycle again when we're coming out the other side. We naturally, don't we, spring clean. And in the winter, we naturally go into hibernation and nesting mode. So the sun is ultimately the light. And with each awareness, we celebrate the light on a deeper level. And the light represents the unity, and the light is actually within us all. So I just wanted to cover the, because we've had such a powerful time of, you know, the geomagnetic storm, going into equinox, going into full moon. We're going to be heading up to the winter solstice, and it's 2222. We're leaving then the year of 11, master year. And we'll be going into another year next year of 2019. And we're going into a year three, which is incredibly creative. It's about us exploring and bringing out everything that we've got within us. So it's no wonder we've done all this preparation this year for entering into that. And I just wanted to clarify that to help those of you that are going through feeling all these different feelings, and just to allow us to take a moment just to explore what each of this is, you know, each of these stages are, and how we're aligned to it. And more importantly, to acknowledge that this year, if anything, has been about going within so deeply, so profoundly. And, you know, we know that, but actually most of the work that's been done and most of the things we've been experienced has been at soul level. So despite whatever you're aware of and the shifting and everything that's come up, know that far more than that has happened at soul level. And just be extra kind to yourself. Just keep nurturing. I keep saying that throughout. The trouble is when we're creating all these things and we know that there's a shift and we know we're stepping up, we tend to overdo it again and do too much. And our perfectionism comes right back in again. All those things we were just talking about clearing. So just again, know to be kind to ourselves, know to nurture and to follow our soul with guidance and be where we're meant to be and delivering what we're meant to be delivering. I can certainly feel massive changes coming again with the, you know, the energetics of where we're meant to be, who we're meant to be delivering to, you know, who's within our circle, where we're meant to live. And so many souls over the last couple of years really are being moved and plonked and put into different places. It literally feels like plonked, picked up and put somewhere else where they're meant to be for a period of time, whether it's to meet certain people, have certain experiences, or be guided to deliver what they're delivering in that certain area. So I would say that planning, however much you want to plan, is really not part of the equation. I think the planning is what is within us, the changes we are making, the shifts we are doing at the moment within us at soul level. And everything is, I feel, just preparation mode. And we've started to go forward from the beginning of September into what we're meant to be doing, into, you know, for this next stage of our lives, this next stage of the journey, and the next stage of the awakening. But ultimately, as we go into that winter solstice and into that time of creation, by the time we're going into this year three, we are going to feel ready to create. And, you know, that's quite an amazing thing, because a lot of us have over the years, you know, as spiritual beings, we have this, what are we meant to do? How are we meant to deliver it? Have we got the confidence to do it? Can we do it? All those things. We're sensitive souls, we're empaths. So to go into the year three and be supported is a final chance of letting those things go, because we are stepping into that energy of creation, and we are going to be supported, and we are going to be able to know that what we do has value. And, you know, the value means you're making a difference in the world in some way, to yourself and to others. So we're always going to be happier creating what we feel passionate about. You know, those that are going through the high-dimensional calling with me, follow your passion, you know, stepping up and doing this and getting out there. It's amazing at the moment what people are starting to create and pull together and bring out and question, and, you know, they're moving so that as we step into next year and those that decide to do that journey with me then, you know, it's going to be taking you in to literally be guided and get out there and do what you're meant to be doing. But the whole point of it being around the creation is going to have phenomenal effects around your sacral chakra and around that area. And that, again, is the relationship with yourself and your creation and what you're giving out externally to others. So it's the relationship with yourself, relationship with others, but the creation, very much in alignment with the moon energies as well. So everything that's within is meant to come out, and it's going to. So just try to go with the flow as much as you possibly can so that you can just go with ease and flow. Allow the universe to take you where you're meant to be. Allow the universe to take you to places and experience that you need to have, whether they're challenging, rewarding, whatever they are. They're all learning. It's all creating the better version of ourselves. Everything is about the experience and releasing another layer and moving us forward and allowing us the confidence ultimately to get out there and deliver our message. Also, just to know that whatever you're doing at the moment is absolutely right. Whatever you're doing at the moment is the way forward. You're meant to be doing it. But just know the next layer, the next version, is continual. We need to evolve continually. And it's always going to be just outside your comfort zone. That's where you've got to go. Just outside your comfort zone again and again and again, so that you ultimately move forward and just keep in alignment with what you're doing, what you're offering, your calling, what you're passionate about. And, you know, feel aligned with your soul choices. Feel aligned with what you're offering and feel aligned that you have some value that this world needs to see. And just let go of any fear about how you do that, because if you could just let go of that, you're ultimately just being guided. And I think that if you actually look at what you're doing now, you surprise yourself from even a year ago to what you're doing now. That would have been a massive boundary then. And looking forward now, you can't imagine what you'd be doing again another year ahead. But I feel going into December, January, there's a lot of pieces of the jigsaw are going to slot into place for an awful lot of us as to what we're meant to be doing right now. And it feels so different than just normal evolution, because it feels like as we're evolving that it's such a significant thing. It's almost like we're fully aware of the message that we're delivering and what we need to be delivering. Whereas before, we're currently in whatever we're doing at the moment. We know we're evolved, we move forward. But this feels like this significant thing that we've been working on this whole of this year within us, even if we don't know what it is, but at soul level, is to empower us enough to know that we're here to finally do it. So it feels quite exciting when we're entering into that three energy. And we can really, to be honest, you know, start to feel it any time from now. We really can. You know, it's not that we feel it just when we step into the next year. We can start to feel it from now, depending where you are energetically, what work you've done on yourself, and, you know, what you're feeling currently, and also ultimately what we've allowed ourselves to feel, you know, how we've allowed ourselves to let everything in and everything that we're doing and exploring. So the newer version of ourselves can align and come forward. So take everything with love, and I wish you well for this current energetic shift, and I look forward to speaking to you soon. Namaste.